Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. Have you guys realized what date it is? I mean, it is already the first day of November. I don't know exactly when autumn is coming, but did you guys realize 2016 only has 2 months left, which is like 60 days, and then we're like 2016 is officially over. I mean, time flies by so fast, I can't really believe it. And talking about time, do you guys know that Harry Potter was first published almost 20 years ago? I know like it became later famous when it was filmed into a movie, but today let's take a look at today's sentence about Harry Potter and the translator's nightmare. So, translators were not only tasked with adapting the text from English into their target languages and culture, but also making assumptions about Rowling's intentions and translating the spirit of her approach. So, translators were not only tasked with adapting the text from English into their target languages and cultures, but also making assumptions about Rowling's intention and translating the spirit of her approach. 我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 translator，指的是译者的意思。Translator， 那它的动词呢则是 translate，重音在 late的地方 a，translate。 那我个人认为呢，其实翻译这件事情啊，并不是只要可能英文很好啊，就可以把一个英文翻译成中文，中文翻译成英文。因为我觉得翻译其实牵涉的有两个层面，第一个是对原文的 comprehension， 像是如果要把东西从英文翻成中文的话呢，你要先足够理解那个英文在讲什么。那第二个层面呢，则是中文的造诣这样子。所以就是有这两个层面，我觉得要互相搭配的，才能成为一个真的好的译者。 不知道大家认不认同啦。那再来我们要来看的是 adapt，adapt呢指的是适应啊，或者是适合的意思。它第一个 a 呢是发短音的音，第二个 a 呢就是发 a 的音 ，adapt。那我们如果要讲一个人就是适应某个地方啊，我们会说 adapt to，就像是我们可以说 when he moved to the state he adapted to the new environment pretty quickly， 当他搬到美国的时候呢，他很快的就适应了他的环境。那名词呢则是 adaptation， adaptation 要记得这个 第一个 a 呢跟 adapt 不一样，这边第一个 a 呢是发 a 的音，重音则是在 ta 的地方 ，adaptation 是改编啊，或者是改写的意思。像是我们就可以说 ，Me Before You is an adaptation from a best-selling novel。 这个遇见你之前这部电影呢，其实是改编自那个一个卖座的原文小说。 那我们再来看跟 adapt 长得很像的字呢，是 adopt， 指的是收养啊，或者是领养，包括 adopt a child 或者是 adopt a dog 都可以用这个 adopt。那它的名词呢，则是 adoption。adoption 也可以指的是采纳的意思，像是采纳一个人的意见啊等等。像是我们可以说 when his opinion wasn't adopted on the meeting he was pretty upset， 当他的意见呢没有在会议上被采纳的时候，他非常的沮丧。 再我们来看的是 assumption，assumption 呢指的是假想或者是假定的意思，它的 a 是发短音，的音重音在 su 的地方。assumption，像是说 sometimes we perceive the world through our own assumptions without confirming the truth。有时候呢，我们对世界的想象呢是出于我们自己的假想或者是设定，但有时候事实并非如此。 那它的动词呢，则是 assume， 要记得这个 u 呢，就跟上面的 u 发不一样的音，因为上面是 assumption 是发 r 的音。那 assume 的话呢，则是 u 的感觉，是预设的意思。像是说 I'm sorry I didn't make you lunch. I assume you are going to eat out with your friends. 很抱歉我没有帮你做午餐，因为我以为我预设你会跟朋友一起吃。 再我们来看 intention，intention 呢指的是目的的意思，像是有时候可能男生跟女生就会说 I'm sorry, hurting you was never my intention. 我从来没有要蓄意的伤害你这样子，这从来都不是我的目的。 intention 它的动词呢则是 intent， 是意图的意思，像是说 He intends to give her a huge surprise on her birthday. 他意图要在她生日的时候呢给她一个大惊喜。 那最后我们来看的是 approach，approach 呢指的是接近啊，或者是方法的意思。那它的 a 呢是发短音的音，动词的时候当接近，我们可以说 She was frightened on the spot when a creepy man approached her. 她就是有一个很奇怪的男子接近她的时候呢，她就当场吓了一跳。 那当方法的时候，我们可以说 There are various approaches to learning English conversation, and one of them, of course, is by practicing on the pronunciation challenge every day. 学英文口说的方法有很多种，那当然呢，其中一个最棒的方法呢，就是要继续在这边练口说挑战。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time.So translators were not only tasked with adapting the text from English into their target languages and culture, but also making assumptions about Rowling's intention and translating the spirit of her approach. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I don't know if you guys like Harry Potter or not, but it definitely is a classic novel that everyone should know what it's talking about, right? So remember to leave your recordings below, and also I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!